Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's the streets is talking. You know what it is. It's Monday. Got a lot to talk about. You know, we got the intro coming in. Don't worry, it's going to come in just a minute. But you know how we do. It's the boys. Streets is talking. L Boogie, your boy T-Roll. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all watched it, but I got a lot to say today. Especially about the damn Cowboys. If everybody didn't know, El Boogie team is the Green Bay Packers, and my team is the Cowboys. Well, I tell you. But we got some other stuff to talk about, other nice hot topics to get to. You know, it's the Monday. We got the NCAA hoops. You know what I'm saying? New top 10. You know, we got the, man, crazy games in the NFL.
My fault, T-Ro. That's the street.
You all good, baby. In them streets,
no doubt.
In, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah,
we back, bro.
What's up with him, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, weekend was great. Weekend was
That's
great. It didn't start off too good.
Yeah,
it didn't start
you know
off
what I
too
mean?
Good. But we ended it with a bang bang, with a bang bang,
bang, bang,
and,
bang,
we,
bang.
And we have some things to talk about,
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Ro.
Don't ask me nothing.
Can I talk
nothing.
To you for a minute?
No, you
no, let me ask you this, Ro.
Ah, no.
You already know. No. But what I was going to talk to you about, we had some big, exciting games this weekend. I'm going to run down some scores. And then I want you to, you know, tell me what do you think, you know, what intrigued you the most. And I'll tell you my studs and my duds for the weekend. Is that all right with you?
You
got me run down these scores. Oh, man, I got some players. And then I got some player haters. You know what I mean? So let's go with the players. You know what I'm saying? Let's go with the scores first. Then we can, you know what I mean? You can tell me what you think, and then I'll tell you, you know, what I got going on. So I got the Packers 37, Cowboys 36. Had the Saints go down. That was one of my picks. They popped the Saints. The Rams 27-16. And that's what we'll do as we go after the scores. Talk about your three pick'em games, and then I'll talk about my three pick'em games, and then some more NFL things that are trending, you know, the aftermath after Sunday. So let's continue. The Cards, overtime victory over the Titans, 37-34. The Bengals, oh, man, they took a stiff one in Heinz Field, 30-20. You got the Dolphins. They pulled it out at home against Brady and company, 24-20. The Bears, they went up to the dog pound and squeaked one out, 38-31. The Skins went in the ATL and lost, 27-26. They could have went in overtime, but Mike Shanahan wanted to go in overtime. And we're going to talk about him as well. I have a lot of things to say about this guy after yesterday. The Seahawks and the Giants, the Seahawks 23. Giant 0, and you got the Eagles. Woo-wee! The Eagles. They got a 50 spot put on them, bro. A 50 spot. Oh, man, they got a 50 spot put on them, man. And then you got the Jags 20, the Bills 27, the 49ers 33, the Bucks 14, The Chiefs 56. The Raiders got 50 plus put on them as well. 31. Poor Geno. Looked at MBG again. He lost to, you know, Superman, old Cam, 30-20. And, you know, last but not least, we got tonight's game. You know what I mean? The Lions and the Ravens. The Ravens are at Detroit. So like, near the end, we'll give you, you know what I'm saying, our pick 'em on who you think will win that. But, Ro, your three games that you picked, how did they do this weekend, man?
Well, there was one game that I didn't even put on there because I didn't think I needed to put it as the game to pick. But, damn it, the Cowboys just, man, I tell you, L Boogie, you and you are in your and your and your best buddy, the chef, he was in Vegas putting his dollars up, talking trash, and now he's a half a millionaire off a $2 bet. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie, I tell you, man, the month of December is bittersweet for your boy, man, because being a Dallas Cowboy fan just does not get you excited when the month of December comes. We ain't shit in December, man, and it's a shame because 26-3? Are you kidding? 26-3. L Boogie, I couldn't even join you yesterday to watch the game. You know, big ups to my son, man, Trent Jr., man. He was in a basketball championship game, L Boogie. That's why L Boogie said the weekend started off slow. Because my son took a loss, not even at the buzzer, but just with 1.6 seconds left. Little Larry Bird hit an and-one and then hit the free throw for the victory in overtime. So, you know, L Boogie, I was already kind of shaken from that. And then now I have to go and watch, you know, so with that game, my son was given a couple of tickets to the Golden State Phoenix Suns game last night. You know, big ups to the Suns for getting in that ass. But, you know, I didn't get a chance to come kick it with you, L Boogie, and watch the game. So I thought it was, you know, it was a victory in the bag. I come out of the game.
Wow, you didn't
want to
rub it in.
Oh, let me check
my phone. You
didn't
want to rub it in to me.
I know we got a victory in hand. Let me check my phone. L Boogie, when I saw the score, I turned my phone off. Yeah, I turned it off and then turned it back on because I thought my phone was true. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. And then I turned it and came back on. And when I looked again and it said 37-36, I damn near ran into the middle post of the freeway driving home. Because, man, I just can't believe. And, then, you know, I really didn't even have to wonder what happened. I just knew that Tony Romo did something. He had to have done something for us to have a second-half debacle after being up 26-3. I tell you, boy, Jerry Jones and then, oh, L Boogie, let me tell you what's the killer. The killer of it all. The killer of it all. They asked Jerry Jones, does anybody need to be fired right now? Any moves need to be made? Did you hear what Jerry Jones said?
What did he say,
Jerry Jones said, well, if you want me to get mad, I mean, I could have got mad a lot this year. Hold up. If this was 1992, 1993, somebody would have got cut. Speaking of Monday morning, on the plane ride home, say, son, don't worry about it. We got somebody packing your stuff up right now, and you don't even have to come in the locker room. We'll just hand you all your stuff right in the parking lot because you cut. But Dina got soft. That's why we ain't mediocre. We mediocre. 8-8. Best we can do. 8-8.
Well, Ro, I got some questions for you. We're going to come back to that. But talk about your other games, because I got some questions for you about the Cowboys. Don't hold on to that thought. I know you're upset. I see the seam on the other side of the plexiglass coming off. Your head. So, please tell me about your other games. What do you think about your other games, though?
Well, The other games, I must, you know, I'm kind of, man, look.
How did you fare out?
And then
three
you had a
3-0, 2-1, 1-2.
Then you had the Cardinals winning. I mean, they were winning big time, too. And then they got lucky and won in overtime. I'm just, you know, I mean, I guess this is an exciting time of the year. Teams are not just going to really give up. You know, how do you have Miami beating New England? I think you picked that one, too. But how do you have Miami beating New England? See, Tom Brady, you think you slick. You think you slick. Tried to do this 4-5 games in a row, coming back, winning in the end. That's what you get. Now, all that cussing, you ain't accustomed to cussing. You don't know how to cuss. You white boy. You white.
You don't know how to cuss, do you, Ross?
Nah, he ain't got that street cussing in it. You heard what he said? Two little shits, and then he got off the mic. Ah, man. You supposed to have 2 minutes worth of bleeps. If you know how to cuss, you know what I'm saying?
If you're
going to
get fined, you might as well get fined.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we do in the streets. But, you know, Tom Brady ain't cuffing that type of clout. He just, you know, like you said, well, you asked me Friday, is it going to be tough for Tom Brady without Gronk? Man, yeah. We saw it. Them dudes dropping the balls in the end zone right where Gronk would have caught it. Yep. Might be the end for New England. Ain't going to be playing on the road anyway because, you know, Denver and Kansas City. Woo-wee. Oh, speaking of Kansas City, Texas. You see that boy Jamal Charles? Whoa!
Man, we gotta give shouts out to him. And let me talk about my little three games that I had on the marquee. Dolphins came up big. Came up big. The Rams came up big. And my third game that I had on the marquee was the Bengals and the Steelers, and I had the Bengals beating the Steelers. How wrong was I? How wrong was I? Now, Ro, we got some street questions. I got some street questions for you. So I'm just going to say some things, and you tell me what you think. I'm going to, you know, some headlines, some things that's trending on Twitter and things like that. You know, you just said it, Tom Brady signs off at his press conference. Mike Shanahan walks out of his press conference after repeated questions about RG3. You got Dez Bryant walking off the field with about a minute and some change left, and his reason for walking off the field was that he didn't want the world to see him cry. He didn't want the world to see him cry. So, and then, you know, my players who swagging today, who got a check, man, my man Mike Thomas for the Miami Dolphins just signed off the practice squad on Tuesday from the 49ers, got there Wednesday, and had a game-winning interception. Your boy,
against
Jamal
Tom
Charles. Man, your boy Jamal Charles, 5 TDs against the Raiders, 3 of them. 71 yards, 49 yards, and 39 yards. Then you had Matt Castle put up over 50 and had 382 yards. And then I want to give the players too, the defensive players. They got a couple breaks yesterday. One was Nick Foles, a touchdown callback. He blocked. He had a peelback block, and he blocked Benola knees. And then also, your boy, they got him. They finally got one. Eli Manning, false start by flashing his hands while doing the cadence in the shotgun. They called a false start on him. I got to give a big ups to that. And your boy, Alshon Jeffrey for Chicago. 3 games in a row with not only a touchdown, but in spectacular fashion. And then I got my player haters of Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys management. How do you not hand the ball off to DeMarco Murray, who had 18 carries for 134 yards, and your final 30 plays, out of your last 30 plays, 27 of them was passed. And to the other player haters, man, the Dolphins snapper, he snapped it to my man who was trying to, you know, the placeholder for the field goal. He wasn't looking. and the ball hit him smack in the head. And then to us, the fans, we bought tickets. Man, bro, you know, I watched every game, you know, Cleveland, New York, Minnesota, Miami, Tennessee. What happened? Were you Christmas shopping? Mike Shanahan, you're a player hater. Not only did you walk off, you didn't even want to go into overtime. You knew you wasn't going to get that two-point conversion. You knew it. And the other player haters, I told you, the New Orleans ain'ts. They ain't nothing without that Mercedes-Benz. And I'm talking about the Mercedes-Benz Arena, the Superdome. Without that dome, the New Orleans Saints, it's nothing. They have no swag. So when you ain't got no swag, you always hating. So those are my thoughts for this weekend, bro. What you think, man? What you think about your boy, you know, Dez Bryant? He's now in on my, you know, my CBG team, Crybaby Gangster. You know, he's finally made it. What do you think about him walking off in his excuse because he didn't want the world to see him crying? You got problems down there, man. It's problems.
Nah, man, the kid just emotional, man. He know we were supposed to win. He didn't want the media to make a big deal out of it like they did when the last incident that happened at Jerry's World when everybody thought that he was trying to dog people. He was just saying we was a better team. And that's all. He didn't want to get caught with that doing the same shit on the sideline. So he took it to the locker room. And I ain't mad at him, man, because you play too hard to have a game like that and be winning, knowing you control your own destiny, and then, you know, you only run the ball 7 times in the second half when you guys averaging 7-8 yards a carry during the whole game. So, yeah, somebody getting fired by the end of this year. And if Jerry Jones don't do it, it's going to be a situation like the University of Texas. The people going to start getting people fired around here. Jason Garrett, you cool? But, man, you ain't got no control. And as long as Jerry Jones continue to hire the yes man, man, we ain't going to be nothing. It's just a rotation, man. Jerry Jones don't have that. He don't have that backbone without Jimmy Johnson, dog. He done start slacking. He think he can make all this, make everything go round. No, man, you good for putting that big screen up in that Jerry's World. And you good for getting that money for the organization. But you not good at trying to recruit and putting a team together and think you got what it takes to, man, no, Jerry, you don't have it. You need Jimmy back. And you done so much, Jerry, that none of the old, nice old school coaches didn't even want to come to the state of Texas. All because Jerry. It's Jerry Jones. And we're going to suck till the end, and guess what? We're going to lose next week to Washington, but, yeah, we're going to whoop Philly ass to go to the playoffs. Boy, I tell you.
Street! Let me ask you this, Ro. The Mike Shanahan walking off the podium from the RG3 questions. He can't get out of there fast enough, can he?
Man, look, he got 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks, he ain't got to worry about answering any more questions, man. You know, and, man, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about hot seat, woo! Hey, man, that's what happens when your seat's so hot. It ain't red no more. It's just that smoky white. You can't even sit on that.
Black!
It's just hot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Mike Shanahan knows what he's doing, man. It's over in Washington. And, you know, Kirk Cousins tried to come back. He did as much as he could, man, but Washington just doesn't have it, man. You know, you know how it is, though, Boogie, when you at the tail end and you can see the end of the season coming and you're just like, man, I cannot wait till it is over. I can't wait till the offseason so I can just do me for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? And I really see that's where the Washington Redskins are right now. But somehow, some way, they're going to beat Dallas next week. That's a true rival. Washington Redskins, Dallas Cowboys. Hey, when we went 1-15, guess who we beat? Washington Redskins.
Philadelphia, the Washington Redskins.
the Redskins. Well, we don't got, we don't care about the Redskins, man. So Redskins don't care about Dallas. They gonna they Super Bowl is Sunday, and they gonna do whatever they can to beat the Dallas Cowboys and say, you know what, we did end the season pretty nice.
Woo wee, man, oh man.
NFC East. Only reason I ain't on suicide watch is because everybody in the division lost. That's the only reason.
Wow, what a division. When we come
always
back.
Always comes down to the last week.
Man, you were reading my mind over that glass. When we come back, we're going to weigh in some more. See who's going to win these divisions. There's two more games left on the marquee. So we're going to see who's going to win these games and who's going to be going home. And I'm going to be saying, look at their faces. And they're going to be feeling some type of way.
New Jersey's number one music supplier, Rick
right
DeRula,
now,
has the speakers on lock from the college yard to the trap
right
house.
When we come back, we're going to weigh in some more NFL. The Heisman Trophy winner. The result. NBA. Let's go.
Okay, some type of way you made the billboard, mama.
Did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my karma.
I
told her in a nice way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit her the smile. Pills are still blessing, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake
I
up. That Percocet on my ass, and
hey.
I done had a couple of Xans. I live by the clothes, I'm trying to stay up. Me forever, ho, I gotta stay. Name another superhero with a flyer cape. You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. Estimate, LOL, smiley face. First class, or Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway, that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga Ben Hudson, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two play, punch straight, I stay my place. Shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I drop top of my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way. That custom Breitling make you feel some type of way.
I'm shining, homie.
This bitch on we got me feeling some type of way.
We back. The Streets Is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Before we went to the commercial, we were just discussing, you know, week 15, things that went on. Very dramatic, some games better than others. And now it's two more games left leading up. And, you know, let's just go over a couple, you know, scenarios. Let's start with the NFC North with my guys. We're down a half a game. Our next two games are at home against Pittsburgh. When I say my guys, I'm saying the Green Bay Packers. You got right now the Lions will be playing. They're 7-6. If they lose, they'll be 7-7. Chicago will be up a game. Now, Ro, who you got winning that division? Chicago, Detroit, or the Packers?
Oh, man, as much as I want to roll with your squad after tapping my ass yesterday, it's going to be a toss-up between Chicago and Detroit. And if Detroit can play better at home, you know, they'll be okay. But it's going to come down to Chicago. Jay Cutler came back yesterday, and, yeah, it was the Cleveland Browns he came back on, but that's 2 weeks in a row, Cleveland, to let that happen. But my thing is that between Detroit and Chicago, do they have to play one more time? They got one more game coming up, right?
Who is that?
Chicago and Detroit.
Yes. No, no, they do not. They do not play anymore this year. They swept them.
Oh, well, that would have been a crucial one to come down to on the last week, too. But I think
Chicago and Green Bay, Chicago is at home against Green Bay week 17.
Yeah, see, that's what it's going to come down to. And when it comes down to that, I'm going to give it to – if it's in Chicago, man, Detroit not a cold-weather team, man. They can't play outside. We saw what happened when they tried to play in the snow.
No, that's the Green Bay Packers. We go to Chicago for the last game of the season.
Oh, well, yeah, see, y'all can play spoiler again, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it to Chicago because I think Chicago is really trying to go somewhere the first year coaching. Trestman, he's doing pretty good over there in Chicago. And, you know, as long as you got Brandon Marshall and that guy Alshon Jeffries, I'm going to give it to Chicago, man. Because even though Jay Cutler can get hurt, man, you got Josh McCown. And he's really the best quarterback, you know, the hottest quarterback, I would say, right now, other than Nick Foles before yesterday. So, you know, hey, man, I'm going to give it to Chicago, man. Even though your boys just going to continue to play spoiler, I think I'm going to give that to Chicago.
Well, I'm going to have to agree, reason being that tie. That tie hurt us. If we would have beat Minnesota, we could be in the thick of things. But right now, I just don't see us prevailing and making it to those offs. I mean, if we get A-Rod back, if we get 1-2 back, it still doesn't make a difference. That game we tied is going to hurt us. So I'm going to get an edge to Chicago. Even though, you know, I'm pulling for my Packers. Even though I am pulling for my Packers, I got to go with Chi-Town. They're hot right now. What about that NFC East? Cowboys and Philly. Who you got?
You already know where I'm going. You know the Cowboys going to win. It's all, it always comes down to week 17. And ain't nothing changed. Cowboys. We look pathetic. But the only thing that's going to help us is week 17. We're 4-0 in the division. We need Mike Shanahan just to play the whole third string. And, well, I better not ask for that because I just bet that the third string offense could probably put up 400 yards on the first string Dallas defense. So I better not wish for that. But, you know, hey, I don't care what happens. Dallas is going to win the NFC East, hands down, don't ask me no more questions about him. I'm ticked off every time I have to think about Jerry Jones. It's not a good week for me. Boy, I tell you.
That's why I can't go with your Cowboys. I cannot
go with your Cowboys
on the strength that they are too inconsistent. And is that game played in, is it going to be played in December or January, Ro?
December in Dallas.
December in Dallas?
Yes, in Dallas.
Don't make me choose.
Buster, you better go with my squad.
I'm going to go with
like
the Cowboys.
He never won a game in December. He just don't win a lot in December.
Okay. He just don't win a lot, but he'll win that game. I got you. So we're going to see.
He go 1-4 in a month.
let me ask you this, Ro. We know who's going to win who's won the NFC West with the Seahawks. And we know in that South, a big game coming up this weekend, the Panthers and the Saints. That's really going to determine who wins that conference, it looks like. They're playing in Carolina.
Yeah. This time we in Carolina. Yeah. That's where the difference going to be. And I think Carolina going to show and prove why they are doing what they're doing this year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give that one big ups to you know, Superman and the Carolina Panthers, man. They really playing good, and they do play good at home. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that the Aints ain't good on the road. You called them out. They ain't that good on the road. So we already know what's about to happen. And you know, Superman don't forget nothing too. He don't take them losses too easy. So get ready.
Ready. I'm concerned for the Saints. As great as he is, Drew Brees looks like a regular quarterback on the road. Against, like
he
I
like
said,
a B plus quarterback on the road. He look like Tony Romo.
Man. So. I'm going with that, and the thing about that is, with Mr. Brees, and he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's the thing. This is my first time in a long time. I went in my archives. I looked back. I looked at the great quarterbacks. I looked at the road records. And for Drew Brees to be 10 quarterback, as far as percentage yards, and he has a Super Bowl ring, and yes, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But that's a darling stat. That's a daunting stat when you're not winning on the road, and not just close. They're not close games. They're blowouts. And Tony Romo, picky poo. He threw two of them.
Hey,
so I can't.
You know what?
I don't know, Ro.
You know,
I don't know if I can. Man, you guys, man.
So if they lose next week,
go ahead.
What I'm gonna tell you is that everybody wants to make it as if quarterback don't throw interceptions. Hell, and Eli Manning just set his franchise record for interceptions. Come on, man, quarterbacks throw interceptions. Tom Brady threw an interception to end the game. I'm tired of people talking at y'all. He throw interceptions. Yeah, everybody throw interceptions. Carson Palmer throw interceptions too. But I'm just saying, Tony Romo's is timely. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want everybody to think that nobody throw interceptions. It's only been one or two guys this season who only got like three or four interceptions. Nick Foles got one. And who would have thought Nick Foles would only have one interception this season? You know what I mean? So it's just that it really wasn't Tony Romo's interceptions that cost us the game. It's the way you game plan, the way you play defense. How do you let a 26-3 lead just go nowhere. How do you not run the ball? A guy, your tailback is after 7 yards to carry. Got 153 yards. And that's all he get? You should be trying to break records against team. Your defense is the only defense that was giving up more yards than mine till yesterday.
Until yesterday.
We let y'all get 428 and we got 401. So, man, it's just, come on, man.
Woo-wee. It's
they
tough.
They got to step their game up, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? And Tony Romo, bless his heart. This is not the first time I've realized this, but I'm going to tell you this, L Boogie. It's nothing he can do about it. It's
nothing he can do about it.
You go to Seattle Seahawks and that 12-man, what's going to happen? You're going to take a loss. You're going to take a loss. You know what I'm saying? And it's just that way right now. You know what I mean? It's something about that, and it's nothing that as a fan that you can do to try to entice or tell the owner, man, you need to do something different because he don't listen. He does his own thing, man. And so it's nothing I can do about it, L Boogie. And big, I didn't say this all day, my bad. Big up to you, L Boogie. Your Green Bay Packers did my boys did. Boy, I'm telling you, the only reason they ain't on suicide watch is because everybody in the NFC is lost. That's all the reason. So we even. We still where we at, where we was at last week. Going to come down to week 17.
Come down to week 17.
Every year.
Man, the streets is talking, sports talk show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Heisman. Jameis Winston, congratulations. Congratulations to Jameis Winston from Florida State for winning the Heisman Trophy winner. Once again, another freshman. Call him way in. Did he deserve it or should it went to somebody else? 347-855-8896. Get on the net, blogtalkradio.com/the streets is talk.
He should get a leg to the one bro who tried to press charges on him.
The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We back. If you just tuning in and joining the show, man, we was talking about the NFL Week 15 wrap-up. There's Brian walking off the field with a minute or some change to go to meltdown. Man, and he said, they asked him, why did he walk off? And he said, because I did not want the people to see me cry.
Nah,
Tom
said
Brady
he didn't
picked
want
off in the last second.
Emotional. Don't be adding on. You ad-libbing, man.
See,
don't be ad-libbing. Tell the people what the tweet said, dog.
CBG, crybaby gangster. That's all I know. That's all I know.
CBG in it?
CBG in it. Man.
God,
man, big ups to Matt Castle, throwing 382. Jamal Charles, 5 TDs. Mike Thomas just being signed off the practice squad, getting that picky poo against Tom Brady. Man, for both teams, a record for coming back. The Green Bay Packers from 20-23 down, and your boys letting someone come back on them 23 down. So both teams set a record yesterday. You know, so also duds, man, to the New Orleans Saints and the Cowboys for letting those things happen. Letting those things happen. Mike Shanahan, why would you go for two? Don't you want a victory? He can't wait. He has a foot and a head out the door. Man.
A foot and a head?
A foot and a head. I want to, you know.
Oh, next. That's next week.
And, man.
Ask the body to be out.
You already know. My eyes wide open. But let's change gears. Nothing really happened over the weekend as far as NCAA football. We had the Army-Navy game. Navy won. Army's coach got fired for losing consecutive games against Navy. You can't do that.
Five.
You can't do that. You can't lose the Navy. But big ups to Jameis Winston in the landslide, winning the Heisman. A.J. McCarron came in second. And our man, Johnny Money, came in fifth. How do you feel about that, man?
You know he was jipped. Fifth. But you know what? I ain't even mad. Because the only reason I'm not mad, the voters told me before football season even started that they weren't gonna vote for him. And like a dummy, I did all this talking, hyping him up and saying what type of talent he was and what I thought, what type of season he was having. That didn't mean nothing. Because them voters was like, nope. Not going on mine. So we know he was done. He wasn't given a fair justice on that one. You know what I mean? And then, big ups to Jameis Winston. Even though he was, cleared of the charges, you know what I'm saying? This lady is, man, Patricia Carroll, she ain't playing. She trying to get something.
She's persistent.
So, boy, persistent. So, if anything, Jameis, go on and give up one of them legs to the Heisman and stretch on out with the leg. Let her go on and get a piece of money from that. You know what I mean? But big ups to you, Jameis. You won by 1,700 points. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if you're going to win the Heisman, that's how you win the Heisman. Ain't even close.
That's how you win the Heisman. That's how you win the Heisman. Charlie Ward style. Oh, man, he's a Seminole. Mack Brown, instead of being whacked, he committed suicide. He resigned. What do you think about that, Texas man?
I'm loving it. New era. 16 years,
new
era.
A year for who? You heard it here first. Who's coming in, Ro? Your snitches in the street,
man,
all your sources.
You.
What's happening?
Oh, man, that's what I can't tell you. They've been tight-lipped down there in Texas so far. But, you know, what I've heard, though, in the streets is that they ain't not in a, in too much of a hurry. But here's the thing. It's going to be very interesting because we can't get the coaches that I wanted in Kevin Sumlin or even Nick Saban, you know, who we thought we were going to get. But, you know, man, it's a lot of good coaches out there. You know, nobody thought that Auburn's, you know, coach of the year, Gus Malzahn, was going to do what he did. Look what he did with Auburn. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a lot of coaches out there that are ready that can do their thing. Look at ASU coach. He's only been there 2 years. Look at what he's done at ASU or done for ASU in the last two years. So I'm just saying, man, sometimes, you know, you need a new coach to come in and bring that new vibe, that new atmosphere, man. And I just hope that they can find somebody who can recruit real good. Here's my thing. I do not want them to go out and look at Ed Orgeron, the coach from USC, who kind of finished off the season in a good fashion. That was all fine and dandy. I'm not taking anything away from Coach Orgeron. But here's the thing. His pre-event coaching experience, man, that wasn't good at all, Pimpin. So I hope they don't think that because of what he did in the last six games with USC is going to help, you know, the University of Texas. I don't see that happening. So if anything, that I just don't want that. I want them to go out there and get somebody who's ready for this challenge because this is a top-notch school. And believe me, if we can keep those recruits in Texas instead of leaving the state of Texas and bringing some other cats in from around the state, I think we'll be better off, man. Mac Brown has had, you know, his time has come. You know, sometimes, man, being in one place too long takes its toll. Andy Reid is a great understanding of that right now. You know what I mean? Change teams and look at what he's doing. So I'm hoping that with finding a new coach that it brings change and brings, you know, winning back to the state of Texas, especially for the Texas Longhorns because, you know, I mean, I got a lot of schools to root for, but there's only one school that I root for, and that's them Horns, baby. You know what it is.
Yeah, I understand. And when you say voices, I have a voice that I think I don't care if they want to, you know, go to the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to do too much or make any noise. And good coach, but Marvin Lewis, he should be fired. He should be whacked. Jim Schwartz with Detroit should be whacked. These guys are very inconsistent, and they need to be whacked. You did it to Lovie Smith, and he was 10-6. These guys are consistently going to the playoffs and doing nothing. You should be whacked. That's what I think. And speaking of whacked, what happened to our boy, Adrian, the problem, Broner, Saturday night?
Don't you say it. Don't you bring that up. We got to talk about, AB. Oh, man, hey, you know what? And you know how he called himself the problem? I was watching,
yes.
I was reading an article in, what article was that? I'm turning the page in one of these little papers, and it said problem solved.
Problem solved. Speak!
Oh, man. Hey, L Boogie, man, you know, we watched that fight together. We were pretty excited. We were hyping this dude up. And then this dude get in the ring and forget how to do his thing. Not only did he forget how to do his thing, but then he lost his marbles by not even explaining himself at the end of the fight. Come on, man. That's poor sportsmanship. You got all this money, all this bling. Man, stand there and talk. You've been talking trash for 3-4 months. But you can't give a post-fight interview. What's that? I was pretty perturbed with that, L Boog. I tell you. That I just can't believe it, man.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm kind of bamboozled, and I'm puzzled. Because not only are you, you know, Adrian, the problem, Broner. You're from the state where I'm from, Ohio. Even though you're from Cincinnati, you're from Ohio. And when he knocked you down in the second round, in the eighth round, he went down twice, first time in his career. He didn't show reserve. He didn't show character to just fight. He came back to the corner after the second round, Ro. You were there. And his team was getting on him, and he yelled at him talking about, calm down. What do you mean, calm down? You're getting your ass whooped. What do you mean, calm down? It was a big problem on Saturday. Makes me think about Mr. Broner. I hope him up.
When you take it luck like that, you know, you telling people to calm down, you don't know exactly where you are at times. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he was saying that, because it was just so ironic, L Boogie, that in the second round when he had him in the corner, he spent him around and humped him. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? What's up with the humping? And then all of a sudden, about a minute and a half later, his feet, he almost fell through the bottom rope. I'm like, oh, see, karma, boy, that's a bad thing right there, boy. That karma don't be messing around. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It almost bit him to where, man, the fight almost got ended early because he messing around. But I was just, I mean, man, yeah, you can't be saying, I got it. No, I'm about throwing the towel because you ain't looking good. You know what I mean?
Straight.
And it was just, man, I tell you, I've never seen Adrian Broner look like that. The Argentina and Marcos Madonna. Hey, man, big ups to you, man, because whatever fueled Madonna's fire, boy, Bonner did whatever he could to get up under that guy's skin, and he paid for it. You know what I mean? He definitely paid for that ass whooping by coming in there being all brass. But I'm just upset that he didn't do the post-fight interview in the ring. That's why you got beer poured all on your head, cups dangled all by your feet, and everybody throwing popcorn and hot dog mustard and ketchup at your ass. You got to let us know why you got your ass whooped. Everybody want to know. Don't be running. You done talked all this trash for 3 months, and now you running? Let me know why this dude beat you down like that. Why you got all this animosity, but yet you took his ass whooping? And did you see how he got up the second time? His leg looked like he was the stick man, a walking stick man. He couldn't even bend his knees. He was messed up, boy. He was looking around, looking all crazy. Yeah, man, he got lucky. He got lucky. And oh, this the killer part, L Boogie. Did you see when Miranda headbutted him in the chin? You see how he fell out? Oh, he did the Vladdy Divac on us, didn't he? He just fell out.
Oh, man.
Ow, I'm hurt. Ow. You ain't hurt. Get your ass up.
You
want to
be Floyd so bad.
Man, I tell you, dog. Good dude, man. And then he gonna talk about, I was reading the headlines on the fight afterwards. This fool talking about, yeah, tell him to set. I don't want a setup fight. I want an immediate rematch. Nah, you don't deserve no rematch. The way you were trying to come in the ring and talk all that trash, you need to be working out. You need to be concentrating on working out and getting your game title, because you only throw about. You only really throw about 16 punches around and land on about 7 or 8 of them. So you need work, homeboy.
One thing that he didn't learn from Floyd Mayweather, well, I should say Floyd Money Mayweather, was that he didn't learn to be humble, learn how to respect his opponent. See, even though Floyd be hollering, he respect the opponent. And that's what Adrian Broner did not do. He did not respect the opponent. And I'm very, very upset at the way he, you know, trounced out the ring, didn't say anything. Remember what my man Ric Flair said? When you walk down the line, Woo! In order to beat the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo! And you gotta understand what comes with that. So you should have took your lumps and talked afterwards, ate humble pie. I hope your jaw was broke and you couldn't talk. That's how bad you was getting knocked upside your head. I hope it was something wrong with your mouth. So I hope it be wired shut for a while. Maybe that'll humble you from talking. Streets, before we continue, let's go to the asylum, get our first caller in, and you already know who it is. My man, he was in Vegas. Even though the fight was in San Antonio, I know he heard all the rumblings and grumblings that was going on in Vegas about this fight. Yo, Chef, you make it back to the land or you still in Sin City, baby?
I'm out here with these Steelers, and I'm over this Sin City, baby. Oh, man, listen, fellas. Yo, Boogie, you VIA me. You scribe me that, man. You said my man went down and it didn't look too good. The first thing I heard, man, in Vegas, dude, jaw is broke, and Floyd, no. Oh, and he feels some type of way, and he won't him bad. Bronner's jaw is broke. It's officially is broke. That's why he didn't have no after interview. Floyd Mayweather team reached out and said they must fight. He feels some type of way.
Well, I mean, I don't think Madonna has what it takes to beat a Floyd.
Oh.
But he definitely had what it took to beat Broner. But, you know, that would be smart of Floyd to take another fight that he can win. A lot of people would want to see it. You know what I'm saying? On the simple fact that Madonna beat up a protege of Floyd.
No. He didn't. Listen, he just didn't beat him up. Getting beat up is you fighting back. He annihilated him. Let's not get this man no
credit,
man. I watched that fight 6 times, man. He annihilated him. That man tried to hump that man like he was a woman.
Right.
And listen, not only did you just hump this man after he put you down, that man came out fighting crazy and relentless, reckless. He had some more than enough.
Right.
Man, that man threw haymakers and hooks and left hands and all type of combination on Bronner. Man, he better go back to Youngstown and click over Emmanuel and them and get back in that gym. What's doing that Kelly Pollock? He better go renovate himself with him because he better never step in the ring again until that performance of which I seen all 6 times. It was ridiculous. It was a poor excuse for any type of fighter going inside of a ring fighting like that, and it's a poor excuse to backtalk your corner like you did, talking about you got something. We cool. We all right. No, you nigga, you not all right. You're not all
right. Right.
You got this overseas gentleman who trained with hard wood and crunches all day, then broke your jaw, and now, he mishandled this man 12 rounds, punched on him, dropped him twice, disrespected him, humped him back, mugged him. Oh, man, it was unacceptable. I want to get in the ring with him.
For real. Listen to this, Ulf. I know you've been in Vegas. I got a question for you. I've been hearing some things on Twitter. All of a sudden now, Manny Pacquiao is the number one contender, and Floyd Mayweather has said that he will vacate
not,
that belt.
He will not fight
Manny Pacquiao.
That is the main story. But you want to fight this dude who just humiliated? Listen, this is why I don't like boxing nowadays. You got to understand this, man. You talking all this, you the best that ever done it, this and that, yeah, this and that. You worry about somebody punching on your friend, somebody who you mentor, like, then rather than sit up here and solidifying and your dominance as the best fighter that ever, pound for pound, ever did it. I don't understand his acknowledges. Like, where do they make dudes like this, man. I don't understand this. You scared of this wreck with somebody who's been calling you out for years. This is the most anticipated fight in years since Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson. This is like Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson's two. You see what I'm saying? Come on, this is what the world is waiting for. And for you to sit up here and turn down a fight for no reasons at all. You showing me that you was a coward at heart and you scared of something. Because you can't say it's the money. You cannot say it's the money because you're going to make sure the money good before you even step in there. It's something there that you're running from. And you're a coward, Floyd Mayweather, and I'm here on the streets is talking, and I'm calling you out, and I'm telling you, you are a coward, and I don't believe in you. I don't respect you as a fighter or none of that. I don't respect you.
Well spoken. I like that. That's well spoken. We talked about Broner. We talked about the story about Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this NFL? Give us your
man,
recap
you know
over the weekend.
You know what I want to talk about. You know what I want to talk about. You know what I want to talk about. It ain't no mystery. Like, listen, I'm going to tell you what's the main story on ESPN. Man, ESPN 2.
Nobody don't
want to
know what you got to say about that.
Oh, man. Hey, listen. Yeah. It's all fun and games to the rapper. About listen, y'all up 23 points, man. 23 points. Not the same people who sent up for fighting for the number one in division. Y'all up 23 points of a... Listen, what's your excuse? I haven't been listening to the show since the show started. I just got on work. What's your excuse,
T-Ro? Here's mine. Matt Flynn came down to Texas Stadium. He saw himself on that big screen. He said, man, I got to play better in the second half because I can see myself on the big screen.
I don't want to hear that.
He came out there, and he just started throwing left and right. And he's
man,
like,
no,
I'm
man.
Saying,
that's
on,
not
man.
What happened.
It's the,
that's
it's
not
the
what
screen,
happened.
Man, when you see yourself on that big TV screen.
Man, listen. It is called a record button once y'all start this show. On Friday, go listen to the show. I'm going to let you go ahead and do some homework. Listen to the show when I was in Vegas. And you sit up and say it. This is L. Boogie Works, too. I don't believe Green Bay has enough manpower. That was the worst I heard. And what you fail to realize is, first off, you got a homo quarterback that's leading your team. Secondly is, you got an emotional female into a man's game that sit up here and throw childish fits every single game. Man, hold on. Did y'all see in the fourth quarter when he caught that touchdown? Did y'all see him on the bench when he threw the water on? I'm like, man, look at Cuz. Look at this man.
I know.
And look at this man. Look at this man. He was going crazy. He was livid. He was everywhere. I said, man, they don't even know what's about to happen to him. But L. Boogie. I told you something, L. Boogie. I said, just believe
sure
with me
did.
This week. Just believe with me. I put my money on this. This is what winners do. This is what winners do.
You got that winning ticket?
Man, this is what winners do.
Man.
I got two of them. I gave you two picks. I didn't care about nothing else. I said the most two important games here that they was talking about in Vegas was what? Dallas and who?
Green Bay.
And they was talking about Can the New England Patriots bring that velocity without Gronkowski? And it showed us why he's so sufficient on the field because they don't have that explosiveness no more. They got, okay, Elden, man, he everywhere around the, you know, I took Miami. Why wouldn't I? So you know what?
I was 3-0 this week.
I'm 3-0. I won.
Did you put some money on the St. Louis Saints
absolutely.
Game?
I did not because you want me to tell you why? Because I didn't feel that game. That wasn't where my mind was at. I was all about the controversy. There's no type of controversy in the game because the New Orleans Saints, they already got their picture birth already stamped, proved, and sealed. It's this what it's about. I'm about controversy. Tony Romo and Dez Bryant are the two biggest You heard what Jerry Jones said? You heard what that reporter asked Jerry Jones? He said, when is you going to be a man and fire someone? Did y'all hear that?
And Jerry said, I don't want to get emotional.
He said, Jerry, He said,
man,
Jerry, when are you going to fire somebody?
Man,
somebody
no,
needs
that's
to
not
be,
what he
somebody
said.
Deserves to be fired.
No,
believe
he did
me,
not.
I rewinded it. I rewinded
man,
about
no, he didn't.
40 times.
No,
because I couldn't wait. I had to hear it right,
man,
just to make
man,
sure I heard what Jerry said it. And Jerry said, well, if you want me to be mad, I could have been mad a lot this week. I paused that right there, and I say, wait a minute, hold on. You could be mad? Nigga, in the 90s, it wasn't no such thing as you could be. You was cutting, before a dude even got on the plane to go home, before he even got in his car to drive out the parking lot, the car would be full of that player's clothes and whatever he needed in the locker room, all that be in his car. That would be his last game. Jerry don't, man, we need Jimmy. We
hey,
ain't had that funk since
that's
Jimmy,
cool.
man. And it ain't,
that's cool.
And, hey, it ain't coming through that door. No time soon, dog. And this is what you going to see for the next. For as long as Tony Romo is upright and Jerry don't love that boy, man, we in trouble. We in trouble.
Hey, T-Row, are you finished yet? Are you done? Are you finished yet?
I've been going all show, man.
Okay, is we live, L Boogie? Is we live?
Yes, we are.
But I'm about to keep this old PG-13, so I'm going to say this. A.T. Rowe, everything you just said is full of horse manure. Sewer garbage. Listen, what you just said was a bunch of buffoonery. You heard that reporter ask that man, when are you going to be a man and fire someone? The chances of Jimmy Johnson coming back and coach the Dallas Cowboys, the team he made up in the 90s, the team that he brought 3 or 4 championships, the most explosive team in the 90s, is the chance of Phil Jackson coming back and coach the Lakers under who? Jerry Buss' daughter. It's not going to happen.
That ain't going to happen,
you
man. So I'm
something.
Stuck.
You wish
I'm
it for
stuck.
Something.
I don't know what's going to happen. Jerry ain't going to fire Jerry. So, I mean,
I'm gonna tell
just,
you, I'm gonna click up with Joe Dallas Cowboys, and you're gonna take my Cleveland Browns, right? You can go to Tower City.
No, hold on. Wait, that's
no.
what we separate right there.
No,
see,
we're not.
We still got a chance
no,
to win the NFC East.
No, we're not.
Y'all
no, we're
don't
not.
Have a shot to win
no.
y'all division. We okay. It's gonna come down to week 17 between the team we need to see, and that's all that matters. See, we not Cleveland. We literally separate.
Are you serious? Have you
been?
Hold
on.
Did you
do your
homework?
Hold on. All right. Now listen. Okay. I let you guys spar enough about that. But let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
What are the odds of the Seattle Seahawks winning the Super Bowl? They pitched a shutout yesterday.
Man,
do you think anybody in the NFC got a chance to dethrone them from getting back to New York? The
yes.
49ers, I mean, they
yes.
look like they're, you know, turning
yes.
it on, but
I got one team.
It can't. But, hey, listen to this. But they'll be sleeping in Seattle. Thinking of them, boy, they're going to get shot. That's anybody in the NFC.
I got one team that's going to upset them. And I'm about to tell you who is already for this. And I'm saying this right now for the world so the world can hear me loud and clear. They don't do well against mobile quarterbacks. Watch out for the Carolina Panthers. Watch out.
Yeah, I knew you was going there.
It's a fact. Their defense collapsed against mobile quarterbacks. It's a fact. They have a powerful enough running game. They have experienced receivers as Steve Smith. He's a dog. You got Ted Ginn. Come on, listen. This is a proven fact. The Seattle Seahawks at home or away does not do good against mobile quarterbacks. So if they come across a Carolina Panthers team, they better watch out because guess what? They might just tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another girlfriend. You better believe that. That's for sure.
Oh, man, no
that.
Doubt.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, and listen. This is what they saying in Vegas. They said put y'all money up right now. Put y'all money up right now. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to do something so crazy before the trade deadline that they will be in the championship. Do y'all believe that?
Man.
Man, listen, I'm not going against Vegas, man. I'm not going against Vegas. I'm an underdog. I believe in underdog symptoms. Of course, the San Antonio Spurs are my favorite team and always will be my favorite team. And guess what, though? I am not betting against that Black Mamba.
What? The butt, man. See, I got a song for you. I got a song that I'm going to play for you for the commercial on that one. You say the Black Mamba.
I'm not betting against that man. A.T. Rowe, guess what? I'm still not letting you live. Go ahead, pick up with the Cleveland Browns. Go ahead, buy a wishing well, and keep wishing.
Hey, we win 17. We gonna win at NFC East, baby.
I know. I love y'all, man.
No doubt, man. That was the chef, man. As always, cooking up some controversy. Hey, Chef, we appreciate you, baby. Glad you had fun
baby.
Out there. No doubt, no doubt. When we come back, man, we're going to talk a little NBA. But see, Mr. Ong, that's that I don't like. Thinking Kobe going to do something, they going to make a move and be in a playoff. Dez Bryant, you doing that, catching a sucker attack. That's that I don't like. Tom Brady, you trying to cuss at the podium. That's what I don't like. Agent Bonner, where your pops at? Pop, brush my ways. When you lose, you can't be at the podium and eat it. That's that I don't like. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Oh, we call. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. T-Row the producer. L Boogie the host. Juel the G, I see you. Let's go.
It's alright. Pull up, skirt your bitch, bet she going right. Fight, suck the bitch, yeah, I ain't going ice up. Pistol tone and I'm showing on sight, right. A snitch, nigga, that shot don't like. Nah, your bitch won't do the team, bet she won't night. Nah, bitch, we DBE, fuck who don't be like. And we ain't go night, our guns don't fight. A fuck, nigga, that shit I don't like. Nah. A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Nah. A bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Nah. Sneak designs, that shit I don't like. Nah. Don't like, like. Don't like, like. A snitch, nigga, that shit I don't like. Like. Don't like, like. Don't like, like. A bitch, nigga, that shit I don't like.
snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak designs, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like,
man, I'm caught up in the studio. Man, that was Chief Keef, man. That's that I don't like. There's Brian. You catch the sucker attack on the sideline, man. That's that I don't like. Cincinnati Bengals. You lay an egg up at Heinz Field, and you're supposed to be a playoff team. That's that I don't like. The media. I hear nothing about Eli Manning's five picks. Crucify him. See, that's that I don't like. Oh, the streets is talking.
Drew Brees took it out to the Rams.
On the road, as usual. But like Jay-Z said, politician usual. Man, as we continue, if you want to call in, just call us, 347-855-8896. Just press 1. You know what I mean? You get in the asylum if you want to. Get your street cred up. Or you can just listen through your phone or on blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalk. If you missed any parts of the show, you can go back and listen to the recording like the chef just told you. And see what you said and what we said, and then we can, you know what I mean, fly us a kite. Man, we hot. Woo! Man, let's switch gears to the NCAA basketball, bro. Tough games this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the number one, you know, team in the country as of right now, University of Arizona. They went up to Ann Arbor, knocked off Michigan. You had North Carolina. So you know what's crazy about North Carolina? They can beat the best team in the country and lose to the worst team in the country. That's North Carolina in a nutshell this year so far. They beat the ranked teams and lose to the Cupcake City.
Yeah,
that's,
they
so
can
that's,
beat Louisville.
You know, so, right. So guess what? When you say that, they're going to get in as a 10 seed. And who knows? Roy might coach him up.
Yeah, man.
Who knows?
You never know.
What
do you think about Michigan State and Oakland? Michigan State and Oakland had a pretty good game, too. That's Oakland out of Michigan. Went down to, you know, the last couple of minutes where Michigan State was able to pull away and get the crucial free throws hit. They beat Oakland 67-63. And, you know, University of Oakland is one of those schools that normally make it to the tournament by winning their conference. You know what I mean? So watch out for those guys. But I was really impressed by, U of A taking care of business against the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor over Saturday. That was the first game that came on. And, man, let me tell you, that was an exciting game, man. U of A is probably back on track to being the team that, you know, went 24 years in a row making the NCAA, you know, tournament. And I think that with the new head coach in Sean Miller, I believe that they are able to, you know, go in the right way. And what's going to happen is that the only thing they need to do is get to their conference, L Boogie. They can win the Pac-12. There's not too many good teams within the Pac-12. you know, but there may be some teams that give them some competition. But as far as that, man, U of A has the team that could definitely be dominant in the Pac-12. You know, Oregon, ASU, I ain't going to even say ASU, but Oregon and maybe UCLA may be one of the teams to give them a run. But other than that, man, they look pretty good. They look pretty solid.
I must agree. So let me reel off the, you know, the newest top 10 to the country. You got Ohio State, excuse me, you got U of A 1, Syracuse 2, Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 4, Michigan State 5, Louisville 6, Oklahoma State 7, and this is intriguing. They have Villanova and Duke at 8, and then at 10, they have UConn. And I must give a shout-out to two coaches, you know, Mr. Wright over there at Villanova and Kevin Ollie down at UConn. Got those boys balling. So I must give a shout-out to, you know, Kevin Ollie. But what you think about that top 10, Ro? You know, that can change up near the end of the year. And to be honest with you, Izzo, he take on these hard games at the beginning of the season, and they usually be like number 20 before conference play because they play so much of a tough schedule early and they lose a lot of these games. So for them to still be in the top five as we go, because Izzo, he coaches his guys up near the end of the season. So watch out for Michigan State. Very surprised about Villanova. Very surprised. They the Auburn of basketball. They the Auburn of the NCAA this year, huh?
Yeah, they
so
are.
I'm very surprised.
And they going to be right there, you know, and they're going to be in the thick of things. And it's just it's good to see, Villanova back on the map because just about 3-4 years ago, they were up there. And then they just disappeared. And now all of a sudden they're back, you know, because about 3-4 years ago they had a good group of seniors. And once everybody left, they kind of had to rebuild or retool, you know what I'm saying? And now they got these guys running the show, and they getting it in, man. So it's very big time, and it's very good to see Villanova, you know, getting it back in because it's not too many years you go without hearing the name Villanova within the top 25, you know what I mean? And now they're back in the top 10, so that's even better. But what's more intriguing to me about it, where's Kentucky? Where's Kansas? You know, they did all this talking about the seven freshmen in.
Right, and I was going to say something about that. The big three, John Julius Randle, Jabari Parker, and Mr. Wiggins. All three of their teams are not in the top 10, and they supposedly are the one you can pick one, two, or three that's going to be in the lottery.
Well, hold on. Duke is in the top 10. You know, they're 8. So.
I mean, they're 8, but are you really hearing about Duke? Are you you on all like, okay, these guys, they're going to be in the top, they're going to be in the, you know, Final Four. Do they really intrigue you like that? I mean, is that a team that you can punch their ticket?
Well, I don't know about punching the ticket to the Final Four, but my thing is this. Kentucky has a lot of work to do with trying to form chemistry between, you know, however many players that Calipari got playing within the system. And then there is Kansas, where Kansas got a lot of work to do, too. They still got guys to where they don't know if they want Andrew Wiggins to be the man to, you know, when it comes crucial, do they want him to have the ball? You know what I mean? And then for me, Duke is doing better, and I would put, you know, I would give more credit to Jabari Parker because Jabari Parker's team is nowhere stacked like Kentucky and Kansas. Jabari Parker is really the guy who's carrying that team right along with Hood. Those two guys are really doing pretty good for Duke, and yet they are, you know, the only two pistols that they have in the chamber. The only two bullets they got in the chamber because there's nobody else on that team that makes them go the way that those two make them go. You know, you got a baby Plumlee. You got another guard that they got, you know, two or three guards on rotation. But if Hood and Jabari Parker wasn't there, Duke wouldn't be nowhere in the top 25. But because, you know, Coach K, Jabari Parker, and Hood are doing what they're supposed to be doing, they still remain in the top 10. And I give credit to Duke because I didn't see them, you know, being at this point. I thought maybe it would have been Kentucky or Kansas, you know, in that position.
Yeah, but the thing about it with me, that lets you know how good the real Fab Five was. And when basketball, to me, was really prevalent, it was solid in college. When I'm talking about solid, I mean teams were solid. They have two to three pros on their team. When we talk about elite teams, you know,
right.
Your U of A's, your Syracuse's, your Dukes, your Kentucky's, your Louisville, you know what I mean? Your UConn,
right.
Your Villanova's, you know, the Big East and the Big Ten period, your Jimmy Jackson. I mean, remember Ohio State. So my thing with that is, and Kentucky comes in with these talented freshmen, and they are ranked by, according to ESPN U High School and all these other publications, as 1, 7, 18, whatever, whatever. I don't understand who's grading these guys. I really don't. I mean, is it just because they're bigger than everybody else? Because I'm looking at the guard play from the Twins, and to me, the guy Kelly is the best freshman they have, the left-hand kid.
and I
told people about Randall. He's Walter Berry. He needs another year. He's not better than Terrence Jones, and Terrence Jones is just now getting a little time in the NBA with the Houston Rockets. He was in the D-League for a minute there going back and forth last year.
Right.
So, and let's not get it twisted. Let's do the history of these guys coming out of Kentucky. They're, to me, like, dude, they don't fare well in the NBA since Colin Perry's been there. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
The guys that he, you know, that's come in, and, I mean, they're average. They're average.
Yeah, buddy. Derrick
Rose, okay, now he's hurt, so we don't know. John Wall, decent, we don't know. You see me keep doing the you don't know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Tyreek Evans, oh my, the list goes on. Mr. Davis could be a bag of balls. So, you know,
yeah.
It goes on and on. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, bro, let me ask you one more question before we, you know what I'm saying, you know, go to a caller. With this college basketball, excuse me, with college sports, period, and I watched a special, since we're on college, you know, I watched a special the other night after the Heisman Trophy presentation called The Youngstown Boys, and it was a documentary on the trials and tribulations of Maurice Claret and Jim Tressel, both guys from Youngstown, Ohio. That's about 30 minutes outside of Cleveland, and I can understand the, you know, the presentation because being from Northeast Ohio and how it goes there in, you know, various parts of the city. Very deep presentation. Want to give a shout-out to Mr. Claret. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Tressel, how they've been able to come back up in their, you know, with their hardships. Everybody's probably wondering the reason why Jim Tressel doesn't have a job right now, because of the NCAA allegations and the rulings right now. He cannot coach for anyone right now. So that's what I want to say.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum, and we're going to see what my man from the streets is talking about, from the sports officials, because they never artificial. We're going to see what the OG is talking about. I know he's been keeping score. I see you, OG. Man, we're going to weigh in on what the OG talking about. and some more about this Youngstown boys and the NBA. Let's go.
Their track, have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hop plus the soul shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and mack and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back a second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker new jack, who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
The box and the seats, and jumping out shoes and socks, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm slaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines at 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, fans are bold, because I choose to refuse to slack. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack. With knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is laying. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody ladies, but you can call cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
so check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
No, knock, knock, who's down, who's there? Oh, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no foul, no boots, no blues, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. The Luther Vandross says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMD like the funky fresh couple.
I fight, fight, I would fight, that's why I'm most retired. When we needed to pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. But the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds are against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sitting my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
You saying the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Man, we back in the asylum. It's getting thick in here, man, real thick, man. Our next caller, woo-wee, man, we call him the OG scorekeeper, you know what I mean? He has his own show. He's the executive producer, the Sports Official, which airs every Sunday 10 a.m Eastern time, you know what I mean? So, scorekeeper, what the deal? How you doing, sir? Heaven O Youth, man. Peace out to Heaven O Youth as well.
Heaven O, baby. Praise the Lord. What's going on, world? What's up with it? The streets is talking. Man, I hear you guys, man. You guys rolling, as always. You know what I'm saying? And we had a great week in sports, so I know, you know what I'm saying, you had a lot to talk about.
Man, a lot to talk about. Let me ask you this, OG scorekeeper. You know,
We got an old saying.
T-Row, what's up with it, T-Row?
T-Row, can you hear the OG scorekeeper?
There we go. What's up with the OG? What's going on, baby?
Heaven know, T-Row, what's really happening? You know what it
man,
is?
Heaven know, man. Heaven know, man. You know what it is, man. Just over here getting it in, man. How I feel doing this evening?
Oh, man, we great, man. You know what I'm saying? Still learning. You know how it go every day. Still learning.
What you think about that Adrian Broner fight, man? I know you saw it. I know you didn't let that fight slide you by. Talk to me about the fight.
Oh, man, that's what we just over here talking about, man. Like, I had all, you know, just even paying attention to the guy at first, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even understand how he even got into boxing ranks, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, it just seemed like he was going for something more on the entertainment side, on the more, you know, the acting side, like he looking for something else, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it showed in this fight, you know what I'm saying? He showed all those tactics, all that talking. Like, boxers really don't, you know, you got some arrogant guys, but cats don't be saying the stuff and doing the type of things that this guy was doing, you know what I'm saying? And it showed,
right.
And he got humble, man, and you know what I'm saying? And maybe he's going to go on to his next career right now, and that's the movies, man. Maybe he'll be a good boxer in the movies. He'll be a great boxer in the movies. You know what I'm saying? He'd be a great boxer.
Man.
Like, don't nobody kick it like that. You know that. If you fighting, man, you don't be kicking it like that when you fighting. You know what I'm saying? You focusing on your target. You know what I'm saying? You don't got time to be playing those type of games and selling all those wolf tickets. That's what we call them from the land. This nigga selling wolf tickets, man. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. Popping corn. That's what he's doing. He's popping corn.
Popping corn.
No,
yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, it was just
yeah.
It was cool to see, you know, him be humble, but I'm still upset because he didn't do a post game fight interview, you know what I'm saying, man? You don't just step out the ring like
right,
that, man.
But that just
you let
show
the people
you right
know what's
there.
Going on.
Right.
I
not mean
saying?
To cut you off, but that just show you right there, just the whole professionalism. Get the whole aspect of boxing. Like, don't nobody do that. That's
right.
Boxing. That's sportsmanship. That's what you learn when you're going into boxing is the sportsmanship part. You know, we all
right.
have been there. We all, you know, we done been in all the sports, you know what I'm saying? That's what they talk about the sportsmanship. You don't do those type of things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just so right there. Like, this guy, and then he ran out on his people, his entourage and everything. He ran out on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He ain't gonna, what if they just jumped him? He ain't even giving nobody a chance to help him. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
they would have jumped him in the crowd one way or then he really would have been, man. Don't nobody do that, man. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Don't nobody do that, man.
Move.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So keep it moving, man. Let that guy keep it moving, and I hope you have another career in movies, man, because I seen him when he was all brushing his hair, had his father brushing his hair, and you know, I like, come on, man, like, that don't
right.
have nothing
you're
to do with boxing.
Well.
Yeah, that
right.
don't have anything to do with them left hooks and them body shots. You know what I'm saying?
let me ask you this. Where was the brush waves at the end of the game?
Hey, old boy, knocked the waves out. Oh, boy, did knock the waves out and everything, man. Ain't no more swimming. He just knocked all the fish out the water and everything. Ain't nobody even swimming no more. Anybody say, man, think about the waves after the fight. He kept it moving. That's probably why he left, because old boy messed his waves up. He like, man, he messed my waves up. He didn't dip. Man,
he almost knocked him through the bottom rope in the second round.
Right,
he got
lucky. Right.
I was like,
Yeah, right. He's a wannabe, man. He just took it to another level, and he thought that was gonna get him by, man. But nah, man, this you fighting, man. The cats don't talk.
Yeah.
Now you talking, this cat's swinging. You know what I'm saying?
What's so funny about it all is that, you know, when you fighting these guys who are foreigners who don't know our language, you know,
right.
they don't know what you're saying anyway.
Right. They looking at you like you crazy. Like, man, look at this
right.
car.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Right. They don't do that. Mm-hmm. They just know they got a time to fight. They come and they fight. They don't got
that's
nothing
it.
To talk about. I ain't got nothing to talk about, man. I got a fight. It's 12 rounds. That's it. What did this talk about?
No way. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, man. So they made it where he can't talk, nigga. They closed his mouth, nigga.
Tell me about the weekend in the NFL, man. What was your thoughts, man?
Oh, the NFL, it was a great weekend in the NFL. You know, a lot of, you know, the weather played a factor, you know what I'm saying? It was just a great weekend, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's starting to pan out to where you start to see those teams, you know, a lot of those teams are who we thought they were, you know what I'm saying? And it's just starting to pan out just how, you know what I'm saying, you guys and, you know, people talked about at the beginning, you know what I'm saying? The teams that's starting to end up on the ropes, going to be on the ropes, you know what I'm saying? You got, like you guys talked about how New Orleans can't win outside of New Orleans. You've been talking about that all year, you know what I'm saying? And it's starting to show, you know what I'm saying? And you just starting to see the teams be who they, you know what I'm saying? The Browns, you see how the Browns are, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're giving up touchdowns at the end of the game. Even though last week they got us good, but, you know, it's like you just starting to see teams be who they are, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate for Green Bay that Aaron Rodgers got hurt, but just starting to see things pan out the way that you thought it, you know what I'm saying? And it's coming down to the teams that everybody was saying at the beginning anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's going to come down to them anyway, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to come down to week 17.
It's going to come down to week 17, you know what I'm saying? Them Carolina Panthers, man, I like what Cam did, you know, Cam did good. You know, he's starting to step up a little bit, you know. And you just don't come out that week 17, man, especially out there in you guys' division, you know what I'm saying, with them Cowboys and them Eagles, just everybody, man. It's going to come down to them that last week. And you know how
right.
it is.
Yeah.
But all yeah. the other teams, there's like, they're kind of in a position, you know what I'm saying, to carry their own weight. You know what I'm saying? You got San Francisco, and then you got Seattle. You know, it's going to come down to those two. You know what I'm saying,
right.
of course. And then if we're looking at that AFC, you got to kind of like, it's a toss-up. Yeah, we won't, you know, we're looking at Denver like that and everything, but then playoffs is about to heat up and somebody going to get hot. We're going to get hot. You know, somebody going to get
the
hot.
AFC.
Yeah, we're going to get hot.
And guess what, though? You're going to sit back and say, look at their faces.
Look at their faces. You see what I'm saying? Because somebody's going to be hot. And we already know that Peyton Manning is the best all-time regular season quarterback ever. We already know that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We know that. We give him the regular season. So we going to see how everything pan out. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at, you know, them Kansas City Chiefs looking real good. You know what I'm saying? So we want to see how everything pan out, man, at AFC. It's going to be tricky, you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
But the NFC, we pretty much know, you know what I'm saying, that who going to end up battling in the end. You know, San Fran and Seattle, but you still can look at some sleepers, you know what I'm saying? Cam, man, I don't know. You got to look at Cam, too. Again, like I said, I didn't mean to talk about him again, but you got to look at Cam, though, just depending on
what
the matchup be.
One thing I'm going to say about Cam right now that may hold him back is experience.
Right.
See, think about the playoffs in any league, may it be baseball, basketball. Now every play, every possession, every pitch, it counts now.
But do you think he have enough to at least get out the first round to win at least one playoff game?
I don't think so because of his weapons. Yes, he has Steve Smith, but those DBs. And no disrespect to LaFell and Teddy Ginn, but we know that their heart pumps a little Kool-Aid. And maybe when you
yeah.
can shut down one and you got
yeah.
other guys out there, and we know what cloth some of these guys
right.
come from. So
yeah, right.
When somebody gets hit with some wood, Seattle brings wood. And San Francisco brings with no disrespect to Carolina, but I don't think that their skilled position players have enough gumption and talent to take them over
to
the top.
And bring
Seattle.
That wood
so,
like that.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
right. They bring
yeah,
that wood.
So they bring the wood. So some guys can take that punch in the mouth and still play, but Cam
right.
can't throw it and catch it to himself. He's Superman, but he can't be Batman too.
Right.
So. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Big game in the NBA Wednesday. You got the Pacers going to Miami. Is that really a big game? And who you got before we, you know what I mean? Who you got before we let you go?
Who is it?
You keep it score.
I mean, you already know how it go. I mean, we want to see them play and everything, but who is it a big game for? It's just a big game because the media is trying to perpetuate it as a big game. This is an 82-game season. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? You got cats that want to check each other nuts. Of course, that's going to be in any time you play a cat that you want to check his nuts. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you play a cat that you're going to go at it with is a big game. If that's the case, you see what I'm saying? So Paul George ain't the only cat. Like, anytime you go at it with these cats, them big games, you want to check these cats nuts. You see what I'm saying? If you the best cat. So they perpetuating it and make it seem like it's such a big game, but the big game going to come down the way they play in that seven-game series, man, because none of these games don't even count. We know both of these guys going to the playoffs. Then what? You can't punk LeBron. Not about to be punked out. They're not about to punk each other out. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to come down to them playing again. Indiana can beat them again, can blow them out. That's still not about to punk LeBron them out. You know what I'm saying? So they still going to end up having to play these guys again. So,
OG, I think it's a big game because if Indiana beat Miami again and this time in Miami, believe me, Miami going to crumble. As I don't think they're going to do as good in the playoffs because we all know these individual meetings between teams that are the only two teams in the East that got a winning record, man, it does mean something because when you get to the playoffs, you know, you remember certain games and you remember certain plays, you remember all that.
So between these two,
I think it's a big game. The first because LeBron got to shut Paul George out and couldn't do it because he couldn't stick him, got in foul trouble.
But if you're a baller, it don't make a difference if you got home court advantage or not. You know what I'm saying? If they saying you the best player in the world, Mike, I only can go by the best player in the world. Mike was the best player in the world. He didn't care if he was on the road or whatever. So it's not saying that when he was coming up and playing,
he won
these
every
guys
championship on the road, game six.
Right. You see
Mike
what I'm saying? Now it's like he didn't give a fuck about that shit. You see what I'm saying? So how could you say it's a big game? Like, you wasn't seeing them pumping up him playing against these cats during the regular season. Nigga, these cats, they were just going at it, period. And he knew he had to see these cats. So that shit, nigga, it's going to come down to checking nuts, nigga. It don't make a difference. It can be in your backyard. It can be in your backyard, nigga. It don't make a difference. When it comes down to them rocks, nigga, we got to go, nigga. So that's just how it goes. That's just the media, man. They want more people to watch, man, so they can get them coins, man. That's it. These guys shooting hoop, man. They probably kicking it before the game and after the game. We don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? For real. On South Beach. For real. So,
man.
All the media, man. And on the Heisman, man, congratulations to Jameis Winston, man, on that Heisman, man. Florida State. You know what I'm saying? Hell Boogie, congratulations, man. Y'all got you one. You know, I feel like he deserved it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he won. You know what I'm saying? And I like that young guy. I like that young guy. He got a lot of polish. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of charisma. You know what I'm saying? He got that smile and everything. You know what I'm saying? And then another thing, nigga, he got Johnny Money as his friend, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Who walked up there with him? Nigga? You ain't see how he stepped up there to go with him? That's his dude. They about to get out. They both from Texas, baby. It's all in pop. But, man, great show. But T-Ro, you know what I'm saying? They going to perpetuate it, you know, but at the same time, man, T-Ro, you know you shoot hoop, man. You want to check nuts, whoever you play. Don't make a difference, man.
Nope.
Yeah, check some nuts, nigga. That's big gang. Nigga, big gang, nigga, whoever you play.
Wherever you play.
You see what I'm saying? We had a big game with the midnight meet, Hell Boogie.
Oh, man, you already know. You already know. I know what
midnight meet in Cleveland, Ohio.
No doubt. And there you have it, everybody. Woo! The OG, man. The sports official scorekeeper. My man. Oh, man. And this is for Johnny Money and Jameis Winston and the rest of the Heisman winners and past. They ain't got swagger like us. No, they do not. When we come back, we're going to give our shout-out and end the show. Oh, let's go.
Why so manful? Why you gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life. Now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Trying to get that Kobe number. One over Jordan.
Yeah.
Yo.
Be back.
Straight.
I just had to put that on right quick, man. I had to.
You know what I mean? Swagger like us.
Swagger like us, baby.
You know what I mean?
Man, before we get out of here, man, first of all, shout out to my man JH, man. What the deal, big dog? Thank you for listening to us. No homo. My dude, man, he from Louisiana, but he love them heat, man. What the deal, baby? But, man, we got one more caller before we get out of here. I got to ask him two questions because he's involved into this NCAA basketball. He want to really talk about that and a little bit about this football. You know what I mean? So let's get him on the line. He's been in the asylum waiting patiently. Yo, Ricochet, man, you with us, man?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Man, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, what's up, Terry Ralph?
Man,
you loving them horns,
man. I know you like that college game. Let me ask you about this, man. See, they don't know. Big Ricochet, he from the West Coast, but he be really digging them Big East teams. He like the cute, but he really like them UConn boys. Hey, Ricochet, what's up with them UConn boys? They made the top 10. They gonna do something special this year?
Hey, if you follow in college basketball over the last 3 or 4 years. The team with backcourt experience usually go on for a long run. You know, you look at Syracuse. Yeah, Carter Williams didn't play his first year a lot, but he played. But he had the boy Trish that played there for 4 years. You know, Louisville, they had two guards been back there together 4 years, you know. So college basketball is about if you got backcourt, you can win. Now, Syracuse, I look at Syracuse. They don't have a lot of experience in the backcourt, but the point guard that they have, he played basic basketball, and that's like overshine a ball player that's real fast, flashy. He don't turn the rock over. He's high efficient. His turnover ratio is to assist ratio is high. That's winning basketball. And the Big East teams, they got size, man. Connecticut got size. Louisville got size. Carolina got size. Arizona got size. Yeah. What's hurting Duke is
Arizona has size. Yeah, you're right, Rick.
Yeah, they don't have no size. Plus, they don't have that. The perimeter players are not that good. I mean, you know, Cook. I respect him. I like Cook. He's a decent ball player. He's grown. His game has grown a little more each year. Jamari Parker, my advice: stay in school, get in shape. You got ass on you like Carmelo. Get it off. Randall, I watch you this weekend. I'm sorry, my man. The hype is not; it's way overblown. You need to work on your game, work on your shot, and most of all, work on your attitude. Because if you ain't getting the ball and doing nothing, you know you ain't helping your teammates.
There are other things to do besides scoring the ball to help your team win.
That's right. And I like the guy Gordon. He played within himself, but he plays with his team. He don't try to do nothing spectacular. I'm sure he can. But that's not how you're going to win, not in college basketball. And besides, college basketball exploit top high school players. Eventually, the coach is going to find you, get you on tape, and find out what your weakness is. Randall, you got to go left every time. You spin left every time. You're like a top, a one-way top.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Rick. How many games do you think U of A can run off, you know, from now and then – When conference starts, you know, the Pac-12 that is not really loaded this year. You know, there are a couple of teams, UCLA and Oregon, that may be able to challenge them. But how many games do you realistically think that U of A can run off here?
I haven't looked at as a row, but to my knowledge, you have to go play in other venues and hostile crowds. Oregon, they're going to get nutty. UCLA, they're going to get nutty. Can you take the pressure? And we all know, baby, that pressure busts pipes.
Right.
Hey, Can you handle the pressure? Can you handle 25 screaming, you know, like the Cameron Crazies? Can you handle that? You get down. Can you get defensive stops? Has yet to be. Well, we already seen them get beat already. They're going to get beat. Everybody's going to get beat. It's no more undefeated teams. It's the only team that ever had a shot besides Indiana was Vegas, and they knocked on the door, and they lost in the Final Four. So the great runner-up.
There you have it.
There you have it right there.
Man, the COs is coming and shaking it. So, Ro, give me your shout-outs, man, before we get out of here, man. We appreciate you, Ricochet, as always, man. We got to get you in a little earlier, man, because here they come.
Oh, yeah, I got the great basketball knowledge.
No doubt. We appreciate that, man. Thank you for that NCAA insight. And on Friday, give us some NBA, man.
Okay.
Ro, give us your shout-outs, man.
Oh, man, you know, man, shout-out to the sixth graders at Manzanita Elementary School, man. Got second place in the little sixth grade tournament, man. It was awesome. The guys played well. Lost by one in the championship in overtime. Big up to the big homie, Baby Larry Bird, for stepping up to the line and hitting that free throw. Y'all tell a L Boogie hit that ice water in his veins. You know what I'm saying? It was a great game, man, for a sixth-grade championship, you know. And big ups to all our listeners, man, that be checking us out on the web. You know, big ups to the wifey, to Jada B. You know, big ups to the coach, too. Coach, you see you, baby. Great job, man, coaching the sixth-grade team. Gave us tickets to the Golden State game last night. So we had a blast, man, going to see the Suns against Golden State. And, you know, Suns came out in that one. I was shocked, but, you know, great game. So you know what it is, man. Shout out to my dude, Jewel. Ricochet, I see you. Studio guest, Blues Doozy. What's up with you, baby? You know, L Boogie, how we get down. Can't wait till Friday. You know what's going down Friday. Woo! Can't wait, man. Fanatic Friday. Let's get it in, baby. No, apart. What's the deal?
Oh, man, no doubt, man. I want to just give shout outs, man, to everybody that called in. You know what I mean? All the family and friends. The chef, OG, you know what I mean, the sports officials, you know. And my man JH, I see you, baby. Man, Pook, we had a hell of a time this weekend, man. Shouts out to the money. You know what I mean, my Uncle Jay. Man, Treasy, I see you. And, man, this how we was kicking it this weekend, man. In
the get out your seat, hoes.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy got from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love you, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suit and ties, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
It's your girlfriend's favorite DJ. It's the South's favorite mixtape supplier. DJ Ad Low is in the building.